first reading is from the first chapter of the prophet Daniel. In the third year of the kingdom of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, into Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, and with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king said to Ashpenaz, the greatest of his eunuchs, that he should bring from the sons of Israel, and from the seed of the king, and from the princes, children in whom there was no blemish, but of good appearance, and intelligent in all wisdom, and knowing in knowledge, and understanding science, and in such as had power in them to stand in the palace of the king, and whom they might teach the learning and tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king provided them with the word, or quota, of the day, in the day thereof, from the food of the king, and from the wine of his feast, so nourishing them 3 years, that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were the sons of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, unto whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave to Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. But Daniel set in his heart that he would not pollute himself with the food of the king, nor with the wine of his feast. Therefore he sought of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not pollute himself. And God gave Daniel into mercy and compassion before the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said to Daniel, I fear my lord the king, who has provided you food and your drink. For why should he see your faces gloomier than the children who are of your likeness? And you shall endanger my head to the king. Then said Daniel to Melzar, whom the prince of the eunuchs had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servants, I pray thee, 10 days, and let them give of the seed, and we will eat, and water, and we will drink. Then let our appearance be seen before thee, and the appearance of the children that eat of the food of the king, and also thou seest, let it be done with our servants. So we hearkened to them in this thing, and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their appearance appeared better and more nourished in flesh than all the children who did eat of the food of the king. Thus Melzar took away the portion of their food and the wine that they should have of the feast, and gave them of the seeds. For as for these 4 children, God gave them knowledge and made them intelligent in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, the king had said he should bring them in. Then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king spoke with them. And among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore they stood before the king. And in all the words of wisdom and understanding that the king sought of them, he found them 10 hands above all the magicians and astrologers that were in his kingdom. And Daniel continued to the first year of King Cyrus. We'll read further from the Gospel of Luke in the 17th chapter about the affliction that the Lord's apostles would suffer. Which we read that they would suffer persecutions for the word of the Lord, but in their patience they would have their strength. We read further from the book of charity, where it says, to love another kingdom more than one's own, therefore by doing more to promote its use, makes against the good of the kingdom in which one dwells. For this reason, one's own country is to be loved in a higher degree. For example, if I had been born in Venice or in Rome and were a Reformed Christian, am I to love my country or the country where I was born because of its spiritual good? I cannot. Nor with respect to its moral and civil good, so far as this depends for existence upon its spiritual good. But so far as it does not depend upon this, I can, even if that country hates me. Thus, I must not in hatred regard it as an enemy, nor as an adversary, but I must still love it, doing it no injury, but consulting its good, so far as it is good for it, not consulting it in such a way that I confirm in it its falsity and evil. And finally, our lesson from the Arcana Celestia, number 6208. There are quite a number of people who are endowed by heredity with natural good, as a result of which they delight in doing good to others. But since they have not adopted this from the Word, from the teaching of the Church, or from religion that they belong to, any principles about doing of good on account of those teachings, they have also been unable to have any conscience conferred on them. For conscience is not the product of natural or hereditary good, but of teaching regarding what is true and good, and of life based on that teaching. When people like these come into the next life, they are amazed that they are not received into heaven. They say that they have led a good life, but they are told that a good life, which is the outcome of natural hereditary disposition, is not a good life. A good life comes instead out of teaching regarding what is good and true, and out of a life based on that teaching. Through such teaching and life, they are told, people have principles stamped on their character regarding what is true and good, and receive a conscience, which is the base laid down for heaven to flow into. So that those who are told these things may know they are true, they are sent into different communities where they allow themselves to be misled into all kinds of evil solely through reasonings and consequent false persuasions that things which are evil are good and those which are good are evil. They are thus swayed by those arguments wherever they go and are borne along like straws in the wind, for they have no principles, no base laid down into which the angels can operate and guide them away from the wicked.